And joining us, Keith, we have a special guest this morning.
We have John Kenny, who is the Director of Business Operations for the MCCSC.
Hello, John. Good morning. How are you?
Hi, Mike. Good.
Good. Thanks for joining us, my friend. Taking over for Tim Thrasher. Boy, that's never an easy job. How long did you and Tim work side by side to have the transitioning period work?
Well, Tim worked until July 1st, and I had taken over on March 6th, so it's about 3.5 months with him being in the office part of the time, and he's been off since then, but available if we have any questions or anything like that.
So he left you in good hands and good fiscal shape?
Yes, he did it for a long time and did it very well.
Well, John, there's several issues, but one of the issues, you just passed a budget. So you've got that underway, and that was done in your good control. But as soon as you pass the budget, you find out that we've got a little lunch deficit going on. Explain that one.
Yeah. The federal government required that the Food Service Fund, which is what takes in the money and for all the reimbursements and then pays all the bills for accumulating the lunch and breakfast meals for all the schools around the district. The federal government said that you can't run a debt in that fund at all. And we have a cash balance, but the debt would be in a sense that certain students owed money. And they said the Food Service Fund could not cover that. It had to be another tax fund, which for most places means the general fund. So we rewrote the policy to conform with federal guidelines, and in the process, citizens and the board decided to no longer have any alternative meals or anything for students. And so we planned as best we could for that without any history of what that might mean, and budgeted $20,000 in the general fund to potentially cover the student debt where students were unable to pay for breakfast and lunches. And so we're a couple of months into the year trying to evaluate where that stands and whether that'll be enough money to assist in covering the debts or negative balances in the Food Service Fund.
Is it, John, is it a situation where there are people who could pay that aren't paying?
We're still looking into that. It sort of would be your definition of the word could, in the sense that there are free meals based on income guidelines that are reimbursed by the government so that the meal is covered both for the student and for the district. And then once that cutoff happens, the guidelines say that people should or are required to pay their own meal. But we understand that there's still families in situations where if you're fairly close to the guidelines, things could be very difficult. So that's what I'm saying about the word could. It's still very difficult for some families. Now, whether they should have it covered or not, is they are being covered currently.
Well, speaking of being covered, we know that this policy is not going to change per se. This is more of where you come up with the money from. Is that more accurate?
Yes, I would say.
So nobody has to worry about their lunch being taken away or this is going to change horses in the middle of the stream. That's not going to be the case.
Not as far as I know. Obviously, the board could decide at any point to make a different policy. But as I've heard right now, this is our policy and this is how we're moving forward.
John, you've looked ahead and projected that if it continues the way it's going at the end of the year, the deficit will be how much?
If I use the September charges, it could be anywhere from maybe $55,000 to $65,000, but that is total charges, and then we have the donations that cover some, mm-hmm. and then the general fund budgeted amount that would cover additional. So it would be over the amounts budgeted. We're trying to monitor and see how much over it will be.
We're talking with John Kenny, who is the Director of Business Operations for the MCCSC. And John, you've taken over the bus operation. Did you have to purchase some buses in order to make that happen?
Yeah, we've purchased sort of additionally about 12 to 14 buses by moving up next year's bus purchases into this late in this year, in the sense that our bus replacement plan, which is a tax fund with the state, had a certain number of buses for purchase and this year, and a certain number for next year. And we've moved up the ones for next year by a few months to get them in and operational for this year, as we transition from the bus company that we were using to taking all the operations in-house.
Now, we hear ads here on this radio station for bus drivers. How are you doing with respect to that?
I would say very good. We always would like more. We always want to have more than we need, so that in absences and call-ins that we are fully covered. But it's beyond all projections we've done for the transition. So my latest information was that all driven routes are covered by an employed bus driver, in a sense that we also have backups to drive buses that are the maintenance drivers and some supervisory positions that can drive when needed. But for the first time in, I think I've heard 2 years, we are not using maintenance or supervisors to drive buses on a regular basis at this time.
But you're still hiring drivers?
Oh, yes, because we're using our substitution pool to cover routes, which we always have, but we'd like to utilize that less and less and have ideally all routes covered by full-time substitute drivers or on pool drivers.
Now, you wanted to talk about some of the projects that you're doing, for instance, like the elevator at Binford.
Yeah, we've done some bonding recently to both finish and take care of some projects, and that was over. We got the money in June. I'd like to point out, along with Mr. Scioli, the facilities manager or facilities director, we finished the Binford elevator project, which had been an issue at Binford School for quite a while, where anyone with certain disabilities could not get between floors without going outside and a long way around the building. And that's up and working well, and a much-needed ADA improvement to that building. There's also a combined coverage of costs with Bloomington Rotary. We were able to build a shade structure at Fairview Elementary. They had a very large playground/outside area where there were no trees and no shade at all for kids when they were outside on sunny days. So approximately 20 feet by 40 foot shade structure has been put in for children at Fairview Elementary. The Bloomington High School South softball field has been basically completed. A few technical fiber issues for communications still to do, but other than that, the Bloomington South softball field has been completed on the Bloomington South campus. They used to play at Winslow Sports Park, and it provides a lot of conveniences with scheduling and weather-related issues. And
boy, it sure looks nice over there, too.
It sure does. Yeah, if you haven't seen it, you should drive by and take a look. And it also addresses what I talked to Mr. Scioli about, a Title IX issue, that they were the only area school or that did not have a softball for girls, which North does, and all the boys teams have their own fields. So it helps with that. We also did a lot of work out at Lakeview School. The project originally was done because the bathrooms were not ADA compliant, and but it has new flooring throughout the building, gymnasium, all hallways, cafeteria, and they also added a preschool classroom to that facility. So those are just a few of the things that have taken place over the summer, amongst many other routine maintenance, which has to do with putting new roofs on, that sort of thing.
Well, John, do you have anything else that you need to be doing?
Let's get ready for the holidays. Let's make sure that's...
It will be in the near future. There's a lot more on the horizon as well that we're working on and should work with Mr. Klein to get the funding for in the next few months through the school board.
Well, that's right. Lean on Keith. If you need something, that's what you do. You can lean on him right here on this radio program, and we'll make sure those get done for you. Well, it sounds like you have hit the ground running, obviously jumping right into the bus issue and the lunch issue. Not easy to do, but it seems like that everything's flowing in the right direction. We appreciate your time this morning, John.
I think so. Thank you.